This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and flagged off several development projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Assam today. In Guwahati, he inaugurated the Kumar Bhaskar Barman Setu across River Brahmaputra, connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of 3,000 crore rupees. After the bridge inauguration, the Prime Minister proceeded to Lachit Ghat, a nearby area, and virtually inaugurated the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Centre for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. The Prime Minister also flagged off 225 electric buses under the PM e-Bus Seva scheme for four cities of India. 100 buses are for Guwahati, 50 each for Nagpur and Bhavnagar, and 25 buses for Chandigarh. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district. The Prime Minister said during the last 11 years, the NDA government led by BJP played a very important role for the development of the northeastern region.
Congress ke samay Assam ko टैक्स के हिस्से के रूप में सिर्फ 10,000 करोड़ रुपया मिलते थे। अब भाजपा सरकार में असम को कांग्रेस सरकार के मुकाबले 5 गुना ज्यादा रुपये मिल रहे हैं। अगर मैं पिछले 11 वर्ष की बात करूं, तो असम को तमाम विकास परियोजनाओं के लिए केंद्र सरकार से 5.5 lakh crore रुपए से अधिक मिले हैं.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the Cabinet Committee today approved the launch of the Urban Challenge Fund with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. The central assistance will cover 25% of the project cost, subject to raising minimum 50% of the project cost from the market. This will lead to a total investment of 4 lakh crore rupees in the urban sector in the next 5 years. In a major boost to India's growing startup ecosystem, the Union Cabinet has also approved the establishment of the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a total corpus of 10,000 crore rupees for the purpose of mobilizing venture capital for the startup ecosystem of the country. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has said the government had prioritized an ecosystem for startups in the field of science and technology. In his keynote address at the two-day RISE conclave in Chennai today, he said it was important for every youth and citizen of the country to understand and utilize the welfare schemes and be a part of nation building. Listing out the various initiatives taken by the government for Tamil Nadu, he said that 30 crore youngsters have availed benefits through the Mudra scheme and notably 67% were women. To ensure smooth and hassle-free travel during the Holi festival, the Jammu Railway Division of Northern Railways has announced the operation of special reserved trains from Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station to New Delhi and Varanasi in February and March 2026. The trains will halt at major stations en route, benefiting passengers from Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. Akashvani News is starting a new series, Prakriti Ki Baat Akashvani Ke Saath. In the first episode, we speak to Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav. In the program, he talks about India's commitments and achievements regarding environmental conservation and mission life. He also shares how different ministries are working on this issue with a whole-of-government approach. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio today reaffirmed Washington's commitment to the transatlantic alliance at the Munich Security Conference, saying the United States remains fundamentally tied to Europe through shared history and strategic interests. He said the Trump administration seeks a more balanced partnership and called for stronger European defense capabilities to deter adversaries and reinforce collective security. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer urged NATO's European members to act with unity and urgency, describing Europe as having significant untapped strengths. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Scotland set a target of 153 runs for England in a Group C match in Kolkata, chasing the target. England were 19 for 2 in 4 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.